The first thing Anya saw in the morning was the folded slip of paper someone had slid under her door during the night.
Oh, Garin!
Come down for breakfast in the lobby, G.
So much for being halfway across the world from him. Figures.
20 minutes later, she'd showered and applied the minimal makeup she normally wore. Dressed in jeans and a white blouse, she chose a pair of black flats rather than heels. Somehow, time spent with Garin always contained the potential for gunfire, car chases, explosions, bodies, and lots of running. From her view, she could look right across into the restaurant. Garin was immediately noticeable, and not just because he stood a foot above anyone else in the area. Garin was damned good-looking. As she entered the eatery, he looked up and smiled.
How's my favorite historical descendant?
Is that what you're calling me now? I would have thought you had other names for me.
There are some, but I wouldn't use them in mixed company. You know, I'm nothing but a complete gentleman. Here, have a seat.
How nice of you to offer. You look good for dodging Rue's repeated attempts on your life.
Ah, yes. That gets rather mundane after all the time I've been alive. We've been after each other for so long it almost gets routine. Then we have our ceasefires and our detentes, and then something happens and we go at it again. Blah, blah, blah. Silliness.
Yeah, those bullets are really overrated.
And not at all the reason I wanted to see you, my dear.
Ohayo gozaimasu.
Anata wa eigo o hanashimasu ka?
Hai. What would you like to drink?
Coffee, please.
Coffee for me, too.
And I'm ready to order breakfast, if that's okay with you.
Yes. What would you like?
I'll have 2 eggs, scrambled, toast, orange juice, and melon slices.
Very good. And for you?
I'll have a glass of old Pulteney.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have any of that.
Oh? Then some other aged Scotch whiskey. Whatever's good here.
Very good, sir.
Breakfast of champions?
I'm on another time zone. And where I'm at, it's perfectly acceptable to have a drink to take the edge off.
You just got in, then?
Something like that. Besides, I'm in phenomenal shape for 500 years old. You'll wish you looked this good when it happens to you.
I have no desire to live that long.
I said the same thing. Funny how fate just flips you the bird anytime she feels like it.
Where were you before this?
I'm a man of many places and locales. I don't distinguish between them if I can help it.
Mm-hmm. I love talking to you. I never get anything concrete. You answer questions with questions and never confirm or deny anything. You're like a politician without an office.
Thank you for the compliment. The man you met last night, what is his name, Kenichi?
I knew it. What about him?
Do you know who he is?
No. I liked the idea that he was a complete stranger. It made the unprotected sex much more exciting. He told me his story.
And you believe him?
I haven't really known him long enough to say one way or the other, Garin. We met, had dinner, he beat the crap out of some gangsters, and that was it.
Let's not forget what he asked you to help him do.
Excuse me?
Oh, really, Anya. After all we've been through, you're not going to feign ignorance on that question, are you?
My ignorance, as you put it, is genuine.
Poor choice of words, Anya. Also, your ability to lie convincingly needs much improvement. But if that's how you want to play this, fine. I'll do the talking and you can sit there and listen.
That would be a refreshing change. Begin.
Your whiskey, sir.
Thank you. Anya, ninja are very, very dangerous people.
So I've heard.
You haven't heard the half of it. Yes, there are still families in existence. Anyone telling you different is a moron. But along with the overt families who teach the system to anyone who shows an interest, there are also more covert families who still engage in many shady things.
Like what?
Remnants from the ultra-nationalistic groups like the Black Dragon Society that dominated the political scene in the latter part of the 19th and early 20th centuries. Their subtle manipulation of government affairs earned them lethal reputations that were well-deserved.
And they employed ninja?
Absolutely. Not the do-gooders that you read about today, but mercenaries who hired themselves out to the highest bidder. Much of what occurred in the last 20 years in Japan is due to the groundwork laid by ninja families immediately after World War II.
What does this have to do with me?
You may be inadvertently helping the wrong side regain that artifact. If you're not completely certain of this man's identity, then by helping him, you could be undermining the rightful owner.
Thank you. So, you're saying Ken may not be who he says he is?
So, it's Ken now, is it?
Jealous?
I'm suggesting you make sure he is the rightful heir before you engage your rather impressive abilities toward helping him, possibly doing more harm than good.
Wait a minute. What does this have to do with you, anyway? I mean, why are you even concerned about this? Aren't you the guy who likes to let chaos unfold wherever it may be?
Don't ever simplify my personal philosophies like that, Anya. They aren't nearly as neatly labeled as you'd make them out to be.
Fine. Whatever.
Garin finished his scotch, and the waitress immediately appeared with a fresh one. If she'd hoped to impress Garin, she was disappointed. Garin took notice of the fresh drink as if he had expected it all along.
Why would anyone care about the relic anyway? It's just an antique.
With supposed magical abilities.
Supposed being the key word.
You don't believe it.
I don't know what to believe. I mean, magic? Come on. I just don't know if I can buy into that.
Anya, there are times when that mind of yours truly does amaze me. Equally so, and regrettable even, are the times when your obstinacy nearly numbs me cold.
If you're going to insult me, I'll ask you to sit elsewhere.
It's my table.
Fine. Then I'll move.
Sit down, Anya. Please.
Anya sat and resumed eating. If nothing else, she'd take pleasure in stiffing Garin for the bill. Not that he'd even blink. He had more money than he knew what to do with.
I know the subject of magic is a touchy one, but honestly, the sword is...
is not connected to this at all, and I'd appreciate you leaving it out of the conversation. Please.
Very well. But you can't pretend it doesn't exist. It is a part of who you are now.
I don't pretend anything. But neither do I believe everything people say. You and Ken think this thing is magic. Fine. That's got no bearing on the fact that it's missing. I also don't expect it will matter when I locate it. Magic or not, the thing is lost and needs to be found.
It does need to be found. As long as it's found by the right people.
So you said.
Garin finished his second drink. The waitress reappeared. Now Garin looked her over. He whispered into her ear, and she blushed immediately. Anya's face fell in disapproval.
Be careful, Anya. That's all I'm saying.
He strode out of the restaurant toward the elevator bank. The waitress dutifully followed behind him. Anya finished her meal and then looked down at the table, at the tiny slip of paper that had somehow materialized when she wasn't looking. Garin hadn't paid the bill.
Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.